Hi, Ashley.
Hello.
Could you introduce yourself to our listeners, please?
Yeah, so my name is Ashley Engel. I'm on the executive of the Graduate Student Union at the University of Toronto.
And could you talk about the beginning strike movement in Toronto and how this started?
Sure. So just about 2 weeks ago, we had a student strike training camp in Ontario where 250 students from across the province and some from the East Coast and BC came to learn from around 20 organizers from Montreal about how they set up direct democracy on their campuses, how to run general assemblies, and how we can together move towards the kind of collective action that we've seen in Montreal and the rest of Quebec.
As the movement started, was it solely as a means of giving support to Quebec and the student movements?
Or? Yeah, so, you know, starting a few months ago, I think a lot of student organizers in Ontario began to really take notice of what was happening in Quebec, and we started coming to Montreal and doing support actions in Toronto, just originally as a way to show solidarity for the struggle that was happening in Quebec. But there's been a move, especially in the past month, to actually move that kind of, you know, solidarity of words to a solidarity of action, where we can actually hopefully do similar types of organizing and actions in Ontario, which we really feel is a more productive way of showing support.
Is the movement in Toronto roughly only initiated to student strike awareness, or are there other issues involved, or just primarily involves Quebec?
Well, so there's obviously a huge issue with tuition costs in Ontario. We have 5 to 15% tuition increases every year in Ontario, and that's the reason that we now pay the highest tuition in the country, which is on average around $6,500 a year for an undergrad. So that's, you know, an issue that we can certainly mobilize around, but there's a different context in Ontario in that our student unions are really not, they don't involve a huge amount of member engagement in our decision-making. So we really saw the first step of a way to improve the student movement in Ontario was to move towards kind of direct democratic structures that we saw being implemented in Quebec. So right now we're really trying to find ways to set up these department assemblies, really get people in a position where we could even have strike mandates, because the way our unions function right now, it would just be the executive calling for something. And I think we've seen that to have the kind of mass participation that we've seen in Quebec, you also need to have a similar level of engagement in decision making.
How much of a positive influence are some of these active actions having towards supporting the outcome of the situation in Quebec, or perhaps some of your own in Toronto?
I think it's been a really inspiring and positive experience for everyone. You know, we at first started having solidarity actions to counter this idea that, you know, students in Quebec were just entitled and their tuition is lower and all these things. And we were really trying to teach people that the reason tuition is lower in Quebec is because of struggle, because of long-term struggle on the part of the students and on community members. So if we actually want to get to the point where, you know, education is free in Ontario, then we need to participate in the same kind of struggle. And so, yeah, it started out as a way to sort of counter that argument of entitlement. But I think when we saw the kind of numbers that were on the street, the number of people who were voting for these strong strike mandates, we started to see that there were tools and structures here that would be really useful and have been effective, and that we should be implementing them also.
How do students feel about participating and giving Quebec the support that they're asking for?
I mean, you know, that's certainly going to depend on who you ask, but I think that something everyone has been able to agree on is that the amount of participation, both at the kind of, you know, real democracy that we're seeing through these assemblies and just the number of people on the street, it's kind of hard to argue about what's going on in Quebec. So, you know, we haven't seen that kind of student mobilizing happen in Ontario, so people were just really, I think, shocked but impressed to see it happening so close to home. And I think that, you know, even if people are at this point still a little uncomfortable with the idea of a student strike, people have really been getting behind this idea of direct democracy and, you know, diffusing the power that currently exists only in the hands of executive members and actually giving that back to the members who are the ones who should really be directing these movements and the direction of our student unions in general.
Are you planning other strategies to lend support to the Quebec student strike movement and or perhaps your situation in Toronto?
So, I mean, largely we, you know, aside from all the general solidarity statements and things like that, we do want to be holding actions that coincide with actions happening in Quebec, because I think that something that students in Quebec have done a really good job of making it clear that this isn't just about what's happening in Quebec. This isn't just about this one tuition hike. This is about the corporatization of education. This is about the commodification of education. This is about the implementation of austerity. And this is, you know, the student movement is going to be one part of this greater international struggle. So I think that if we can sort of make this not seem like it's just Quebec or just Ontario, or just class or just CFS or anything like that, but make it clear that we are all in this together because we're facing the same battle.
How has any of your personal insights changed since you've gotten involved in lending support to the Quebec student strike movement?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've definitely learned a lot from actually being being able to come to Montreal to meet with people from class, meet with people who are organizing at McGill and Concordia. And I mean, I've always tended towards direct democracy, but just the specific way that they've implemented it on campuses in terms of these department scale assemblies, you know, they've made a strong argument for how we should really organize ourselves in terms of decision making. And I think just having as many organizers as we did, like, you know, around 20 or 22 Montreal organizers come and give these workshops to us, it was really, really beneficial because there's a lot more experience here. You know, there are a lot of skills that have been learned, and one of the ways that we can all move forward and benefit from each other is if we actually take the time to learn from lessons that people have already gone through, so that we're not just kind of hitting our head against a wall, but actually looking at what they did that was successful, what they did that maybe wasn't successful, and come up with a strategy and, you know, a set of tactics from that point.
Where is most of your support coming from in their strategies and support towards the movement coming from?
I mean, it definitely started as, you know, the same leftists started being really focused on what was happening in Quebec. But I think what's interesting is really watching this begin to move from being something that just, you know, left-wing people are paying attention to something that more people are starting to talk about. So, you know, even if some people started paying attention because they were pissed off about the idea of us moving towards a student strike, it's actually good that they, you know, it made them listen, it made them come and listen to our ideas. And I know that there were some people who came to our training camp in Ontario who weren't on board with our ideas when they showed up, and they were actually coming to argue against what we put forward. But they were really impressed by the arguments about direct democracy and general assemblies. So I think one of the ideas of these department assemblies is that'll be, once we hit the fall and we can actually get these things going, that'll be a way to bring in, you know, your average student who is not as politically engaged. And, you know, there are going to be battles that have to be fought within our student unions themselves. But I think that more importantly, we need to actually engage our members that at this point in most schools in Ontario are very aware of what their student unions do or that they're even part of a student union. And if they actually have to be engaged in this decision making, then we can hopefully increase that awareness and that participation.
Does the premier of your province, Dalton McKinty, have any awareness as to what the situation is in Quebec and in your province?
I'm sure that he does have an awareness of what's happening in Quebec. You know, Dalton McKinty hasn't been a huge friend of students or anyone in our province. But I think for us, like, this is really about, you know, not focusing on individual politicians, not focusing on, you know, who's the current minister of colleges and universities, but really looking at the systemic reasons that this is happening. You know, these kind of tuition increases didn't happen overnight. It's been something that's been going on for decades. And it's fundamentally because of our economic system. And I think that's how we need to focus it. So I think we want to sort of move this away from just being about, you know, our current premier, because the point is that if there's no resistance on the part of the students, it doesn't matter who's in power, because they're going to keep increasing tuition because they have the incentives to do so.
You don't think it's going to be necessary to come to some kind of meeting situation between government people that are in power to talk about this? Or
well, I think one of the problems in Ontario so far is that most of our student unions, or all of our student unions, are very focused on lobbying the government. So they spend a lot of time writing, you know, very friendly letters that are filled with, you know, wonderful information about how we're being screwed over as students. But the point is that these politicians already know this. So in Ontario, we've been spending all this time trying to talk to these people in positions of power when we haven't actually asserted any collective power ourselves. So I think that if we are ever in a place where, you know, we could be actually negotiating with the government, as has been happening in Quebec, that can only come after we've asserted our collective power in the form of these assemblies, in the form of strike votes, in the form of, you know, our presence on the streets in protest, and in the form of economic disruption. And only after we've actually asserted our collective powers through those means is there any way to even negotiate with the government. Because what we have been doing in Ontario by lobbying the government, it's not a negotiation, it's just begging. It's begging for them to give us things that they obviously don't want to. So I would like to see a change in Ontario from that lobbying orientation towards one where we actually assert our collective power and we make demands.
Have any of the students in Toronto had any reaction to the larger number of CEGEP students in Quebec, you know, that have not chose to continue striking?
I think that people are really only starting to become aware now of what that really means. But I think at this point it's going to be important for us to keep that in the right context, which is, you know, this has been a really long battle. I've been so impressed by everything that class and, you know, students at all these schools have been doing. I really feel like people have been doing everything right. But what we are watching right now is the kind of demobilizing effect that electoral politics actually have on people. And I can understand from the perspective of, like, you know, it's been a long battle. People are risking a lot with this strike. But I really don't see this as an end, because no matter what government is elected after this election, the same problem is going to still be there. So I think what I would hope for right now is that, you know, people can realize how this election is being used to demobilize them, come back together, you know, regroup, and make decisions about how they can move forward with this strike, because this battle hasn't been won, and it can't end here.
So that's. I'd like to say thank you very much for joining.
Maybe ask her if she has any final words.
Do you have any other final inputs or opinions to add? I was going to ask you one last question. How do you feel that students should handle their participation in the movement and as well trying to get their school year underway without having to sacrifice their personal goals?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really difficult time. And I know that it's not easy and people are taking a lot of risks. But when it comes down to it, this is such an important battle for us to have now. Because if we actually don't prevent these kind of tuition increases, if we don't prevent these austerity measures that are being thrust upon us, then, you know, their personal goals aren't going to matter. If people can't afford to go to university, if people can't get jobs, then, you know, it's much more than just this mark that they're going to get this term. So I think we really need to keep this in perspective, because we're at a really critical point of resistance where if we don't stop this now, things are only going to get that much worse. They're going to get worse for them, and they're going to get worse for everyone else and everyone else that comes after them. So it's definitely hard, and there are sacrifices to be made, but the kind of payoff that we can actually get when we stick together and we really stand together in collective action, I think that hopefully people will be aware of the power that they actually have, because it's really clear right now that the government is trying to end this because they're scared. And so they're resorting to one of the tactics they have, which is to move people into electoral politics and the dependence on the government. But we, the kind of power that we actually have is much stronger than that. As a class and as students, the power we have is stronger than the power that they have through, that they're trying to tell us we have through this election.
Well, Ashley, thank you very much for your support. I'm sure the student movement appreciates it, and I hope that some of the issues in your part of your province get resolved. And I want to say, on behalf of CKUT and our listeners, thank you very much.